And we are checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. And of course, we always talk elections too. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Great, great. Good to see you again. Thanks for checking in. It was a busy agenda. Things are really getting busy again this time of year.
Yep. We have some requests for Oktoberfest and things like that. Some nice fall entertainment outside. So, yeah.
I know, as we were just talking about, the weather is really cooperating for any kind of outdoor stuff. So it's great.
It's been so beautiful. Nice to enjoy.
Definitely. Did the full board show up?
So I actually was off yesterday. So Jay Duca, the vice chair, chaired the meeting, and Joe Newton sat in assistant clerk on my behalf.
Okay, very good. And still meeting remotely, right, for license board?
Still meeting remotely, yes.
Yeah, okay.
We'll maybe right after the election get back to meeting in person, but for right now, I'll speak with the mayor and see what the consensus across the board.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the governor has authorized it through next April. So you have time.
Right.
So how did the meeting go?
Good. So number one on the agenda was continued from August 17th, and they've asked us to continue it again. This is GB Holdings MA LLC doing business as GoPuff for an all alcohol beverage package store license. They're working some things out logistically and have asked us to put it on hold until a further date and have not given it to us yet. Agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of Off the Hook at 1269 C Street for an extension of premise for their all alcohol beverage restaurant license for an Oktoberfest event Saturday, October 16th. The extension is requested from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and there will be outdoor live music until 7 p.m. And John Galligan was there to speak on behalf of Off the Hook. You can certainly go to their webpage, offthehook.org or com, not really sure. But they have quite an agenda set up on that day as far as Oktoberfest, people dressing up and prizes for best costume and things like that. And there will be live music till 7 p.m. And that passed 5-0.
Okay, folks, just so they know, it's the old Louis, right?
Yes, yes. John's very busy down there and doing a nice job. Next was agenda item number three. Here we got in the request of the Montclair Wollaston Neighborhood Association for a special use permit, one-day beer and wine license for the Pumpkin Spice Festival at Bishop Field on Saturday, October 30th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Kevin Coughlin and Walter Hubley were there to talk about the event, and they're going to have live music and kids games family day there. And that passed 5-0 as well.
Okay.
Next was agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Unidyne Corporation for common victualler license for the premise located at 1600 Crown Colony Drive, food service provider for the office building. Aman Manley was there and spoke about just getting the certificate of transfer for the food in the cafeteria there at that building, and that passed 5-0, and that will be opening on November 15th under new ownership. And agenda item number five was hearing regarding the request of Colwyn Management Inc. doing businesses Staybridge Suites and Holiday Inn Express in Quincy on 1 Richard Stratton Way for a change of manager for their indoor inholder license. Proposed manager is Elizabeth Boutwell, and attorney John Aida was there. to speak on behalf of the Staybridge Suites and Holiday Inn Express on 1 Richard Stratton Way. That passed 5-0 with no questions.
Okay, pretty routine stuff, it seems like.
Yeah, yep. And that ended the agenda for October 12th.
Very good. And the next meeting is when?
The 19th.
Oh, okay. So is it every week now?
Every other week. Oh, excuse me, 26th.
26th, okay. Let's not rush them along. Very good. And now on to, now take off your Board of License Commissioner's hat, put on your city clerk hat, because today, October 13th, is the last day to register to vote for the November 2nd election, yes?
Yes, it is. So we'll be here till 8 p.m. this evening. Anybody who wishes to come down and register to vote in person may do so on the second floor. The building will be open until 8 p.m.
Okay. And do they need to bring anything with them, Nikki?
No, they're signing into the pains and penalties of perjury. They do ask for the S number on your license. So it would be smart to bring that.
Okay, very good. And then we have to talk about early voting and mail-in voting.
Yes, early voting begins on October 25th and will go till October 29th. So it's Monday through Friday here at City Hall on the second floor at the City Clerk's Office and Elections. We will be here from 8:30 to 4:30.
Okay, very good.
And then absentee voting, you can come in anytime starting now. We got the ballots. We're preparing the ones that are requested by mail for absentee and early, and they should be out as early as this afternoon. Absentee voting is up until November 1st at noontime.
Okay. And can you still request a mail-in ballot?
You can. Yep. Early or absentee. Same as mail-in.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's this, obviously it's the same ballot, just a different way of doing it. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you still have the drop box outside City Hall?
We do. Yep. Okay. The drop box is open and we're checking it daily once the onslaught of ballots goes out.
Okay. Dare I ask, do you have a turnout prediction, Nikki?
We do. Okay. Looking at, you know, past elections, 2 years ago, I believe it was somewhere around 15%. So the mayor was on the ballot for that election. So therefore, I think, you know, I'm hoping for 13 to 15% turnout. We did have 8.11 in the preliminary with just the school committee on, but having the councilor at large and the city councilors on, we expect it to tick up.
Sure. I meant to ask you, with that 8.1 at the preliminary, was that a record low, do you know, or one of the lowest, do you think?
I would say it was one of the lowest, but, you know, just because just the school committee was on it, yeah. I assume, you know, and we were only taking one person out of the race. So right. Maybe that's why, that's the only thing I can justify, you know, that maybe people were like, oh, well, it's just one, you know, so.
Yeah, and the timing was funny this year too, with the way Labor Day fell. People weren't expecting an election, I think, at that time.
Yeah, and the weather has been so nice that people still want to be in the summer mode, I think.
I think you're right about that, yeah. We should remind folks, no changes in polling places, right?
No, so the people that previously voted at Thousand Southern Ottery will now be voting at the Clifford Marshall School. We've been working with Principal Ahern there, and the superintendent, his office, and trying to make everybody as comfortable as we can and as safe as we can.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure already in your mind is next year's state elections next fall. It's a year will go pretty quickly.
It certainly will.
Yeah. Congratulations. Great accolades to you and your staff from the city council regarding the new precinct and ward map. And I understand that's all got the green light.
It did, yes. So was so happy to present at the last city council meeting the new map for 2022. And from there, I took it up, the council order up to the mayor, who signed it right away, and off to the state for a meeting there in front of the LEDRC. And that it passed there as well. So I'm not sure if there'll be any changes in the representative districts or the congressional districts yet, but as far as our wards go and our precincts go, that's going to be our map for the next 10 years.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I think that's it.
Okay, we'll catch up after the next license board meeting, if that's okay.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nikki. Good to see you.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.